John Peacock of the Wisconsin Budget Project says there could be a $55 million hole in the proposed budget for the State Department of Children and Families. It's money from an annual federal block grant that funds the Earned Income Tax Credit. Peacock says that's a credit available to families who make less than $46,000.
It's strictly for families with kids who are working, and it puts extra money in their pockets to make work pay. It's a program that has had strong bipartisan support for the last couple decades. President Reagan called it the most effective anti-poverty program ever.
Peacock says the state has been playing what he calls a shell game by using the federal block grant meant to help working families to offset state tax cuts and cover other holes in the budget. He says this year, the Department of Children and Families is asking the Department of Revenue to fill the projected gap with general purpose revenue from state tax collections instead.
This block grant has been frozen for 20 years. There's not enough to go around. They need to hold on to more of it, and state policy makers need to step up and use state funding instead of that federal funding to finance the Earned Income Tax Credit.
Peacock says this same hole existed in the last budget cycle, but temporary federal funds were found to cover the Earned Income Tax Credit program. But he says this year, it's not clear where those funds will come from. Phone calls and emails to the Department of Revenue and the Department of Children and Families for comment were not immediately returned. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.